This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed legislation that would have changed the procedure for filling vacancies in the lieutenant governor's office. According to current state law, the governor can appoint a replacement if the secretary of state, attorney general, treasurer, auditor, or a U.S. senator leaves office. But there has been uncertainty about how the lieutenant governor would be replaced. Under the legislation, a replacement would have been selected during the next general election. In the meantime, the departing officeholder's top aide would have performed the lieutenant governor's ministerial duties. Responsibilities as Senate president would have been handled by the Senate president pro tem. Nixon says the measure created a, quote, confusing and untenable process. Governor Jay Nixon also vetoed legislation that would have shielded a Missouri lead mining company from punitive damages in some contamination lawsuits. Nixon says he rejected the bill because it would have carved out an exemption for a particular industry and applied retroactively to lawsuits that already had been filed. The measure would have protected Doe Run Resources Corporation from punitive damages and lead illness lawsuits if a judge determines it's making good faith efforts to clean up contaminated mining sites. It would not have capped legal awards for other categories of damages, such as medical costs or lost wages. Doe Run has been working with the Environmental Protection Agency to clean up old sites, but currently faces 11 lawsuits related to them. Without his signature, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has allowed legislation that will require doctors to be in the room for the initial dose of a drug used in medication abortions. Nixon announced today he would not sign the bill that effectively prohibits the use of telemedicine to provide medication abortions in Missouri. Without the signature, the bill becomes law. Planned Parenthood for the St. Louis region and southwest Missouri says it has not used telemedicine for medication abortions, but that option has been available since 2008 in Iowa. Today, Governor Nixon also signed legislation allowing a gun safety course sponsored by the National Rifle Association to be taught to first graders. The bill allows schools to teach the Eddie Eagle Gun Safe program and to seek financial grants to do so, but it stopped short of making the course mandatory. The NRA says its course has been taught to more than 26 million children nationwide since it began in 1988. The Missouri legislation requires schools to conduct an active shooter drill led by law enforcement officers. It also assigns the duty of issuing identification cards for concealed gun permits to sheriffs instead of driver's license clerks. An attorney from Western Missouri has been named to the Missouri Conservation Commission. Governor Jay Nixon appointed Tim Dollar, a Democrat from Blue Springs, to the state commission responsible for managing, conserving, and regulating wildlife and forestry resources. He replaces Democrat Becky Plattner, who lost in the Democratic primary for lieutenant governor in 2008 and 2012. The appointment requires Senate confirmation. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.